Welcome to Buffalo Politics Uncensored. I'm your host, Vanessa Kluszewski. Enjoy the show. Welcome to another episode of Buffalo Politics Uncensored. I'm your host, Vanessa Kluszewski. As the new year approaches, some of you may be thinking about your New Year's resolutions. Well, we are too. So in this episode, you'll hear the New Year's resolutions of some of the folks who came out to our Politics in the Buff event. At the event, we had a table set up and people could sit down, record a New Year's resolution, really anything they wanted to. And we put it all together to give you this bonus episode, which is really great. I hope you enjoy it.
My name is Adam Bojack. I'm an attorney here in Buffalo, and I was thinking about my New Year's resolutions, and I had a conversation with Larry Scott that kind of helped me crystallize it, but my resolution is to win something. You know, we have a really good group of people just right here, right now, and I'm excited by the ideas that we're sharing with each other, and I think from what I've seen, everybody's pulling in the same direction, but we need to then take it to the next step and win something. And that's my resolution. I don't know if it could be as small as starting to work our way into a committee with taking committee seats, or going big and trying for an assembly or senate seat. But I want to win something, because it's been a while since, in Buffalo at least, it's been a while since people that think like us and act like us have won something.
Larry Scott, Buffalo Board of Education member at large.
And so what's your New Year's resolution for 2020?
My New Year's resolution is what I think is something simple. I would like to see in 2020 the city of Buffalo have invested a strategic plan for painted crosswalks, in particular around all of our schools, public, charter, private, parochial, so that our students have safe passage to and from school, our walking students. My second resolution is for myself as a board member, for the Buffalo Board of Education, to gain a better understanding as to how we as a school district can recoup interest that the city of Buffalo is earning on borrowed money from Buffalo Public Schools.
Yeah, that would be great.
To me, it's money that, or interest that we deserve, our kids deserve, and according to this education law, it appears as if that money should not be used for any other means other than for our Buffalo Public Schools and our students. So that is my second resolution.
The Buffalo School is not paying the price for this city council and this mayor's mismanagement of funds. That sounds nice.
Yes.
I'll say it so you don't have to.
Hi, Jack, long time, first time, Matt Kent, originally from Hamburg, just transplanted back to Buffalo in the last year. Love what you guys are doing, creating a space for left of center political discourse. Was not expecting it, very excited by it.
I appreciate that.
Of course.
So what do you got for 2020?
2020, there's a lot of great things, but if I got to pick one, gun to my head, I'll just say a veto-proof majority in the state legislature.
That sounds nice. We got to work on some of those state senate seats.
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, it's an uphill climb.
It is.
But if we're doing resolutions,
yeah, that sounds nice. I mean, who knows what's going to happen with Ranzanhofer's seat. That could go blue, you know. We could work with that.
Just in that seat, a long-term entrenched incumbent. It was, you know, it was under 10 points already. Open seat, presidential year. I'm ready to be surprised. I'm
you and me to both. I believe. All right. I appreciate it. Sounds good. Thank you.
My name is Angel Rosado. I'm 22 years old, born and raised here in Buffalo, New York.
Sounds good. What's your 2020 resolution?
My 2020 resolution is to get more involved and to try and find a permanent home in a Buffalo political scene for myself.
Sounds good. All right, keep going.
Hold on. What do you mean by that?
There's.
We'll edit that together.
Yeah, there's an organization starting up called the People's Machine that, you know, is finalizing its paperwork and coming together, and the hope is that it is ready to launch as an official organization, and my goal is that if that happens, to get a position working there as a full-time organizer on the C4 side and working on getting people elected in the city.
They'd be lucky to have you.
Thank you.
All right. What sort of organization do you mean?
It's organizing.
They want to organize and run candidates. So kind of like a PAC, but more active with candidates.
Yeah, more active with candidates. Like endorsing, being a part of the process, like canvassing and doing a lot of like the work, doing a lot of groundwork to help them get elected. So it's more people work than money support. It's more like the people power and finding people you believe in that you want to do the groundwork for.
So it doesn't, Are you going to interview people about what issues?
Yep, we'll go through an interview process for every office that we deem we're interested in. If it's an office we're interested in, we're going to interview the candidates, and we're going to come together as an organization and decide who we want to endorse and who we want to put our efforts into. And who, and out of our discussion as an organization, somebody will win our nomination for the different offices that we want to go for, and we'll do what we can and do our best to get these people a W and to get them into the office. And it's going to be people who we believe are progressive and who are committed to the actual movement and to social justice. And that we're not here for the win, we're here for the progress. And that's what we care about.
So how are you going to ask people questions
Probably be a lot about the interview process we went through this past year, of just like practicing for it, you know, doing some of the work as like a practice of just having a conversation. Just, you know, what are you like as a person?
Yeah.
What do you care about? What are your aspirations and goals? What do you want to see? And just getting that person in an organic conversation and letting them be themselves and not be this person, the politician. And let's see who they display themselves to be.
So they had a. For the school board campaign, they had endorsed me, and I had an interview with them. Thanks to my friend here, I owe him for that. But they, it was a conversation. Like, who are you? What do you believe in? You know, what are your values? What do you bring to the table that's unique about you as a person? You know, because so much of why sometimes people run in the city, and we've talked about this on the podcast before, is, you know, people are friends with someone who, it's all relational. It's not about who you are as a person and what you actually stand for. And I think that really trying to emphasize that is important.
And I was happy to get Jack in the in the thing. I had to call him like 5 times.
I know, I was like, I forgot what I was doing. I was at like a family dinner or something. And I saw it and I was like, oh, I gotta call him back.
Yeah, and I get him the call, and he finally picks up, and I put him on speakerphone, and I'm like, Jack, talk to the room, man.
Yeah, I forget where, I forget where I was, but I'd like duck out to like the next room and like just talk. It was worth it. I mean, I was happy to do it, but it was funny.
So what happened? You're not on the board.
So it was, I ran for an at-large seat, so there were 3 open spots. There were 9 of us running. I came in 4th, so I was the first runner-up.
And it was only by like...
Yeah, I lost by, I think I was... behind by maybe like 1,000 votes, but it was like I had like 3,000. And you know, the reality came down to the folks who the BTF endorsed ended up winning.
Yeah,
which, you know,
you got your feet in the water.
Yeah, I'm so glad I did it.
So what do you want to do next?
This? Get to know people, talk about issues. Help give people a platform.
And it's been a wonderful experience seeing Jack coming around the office and like
I'm over at Push
meeting
a lot.
People and like getting and like even having a meeting with Jack and sitting down and hearing his ideas and writing them down and bringing them back and giving him getting that chance for him to really work with the people. And like that kind of relational work is really what we're all about.
Yeah. And whether that's what's important.
Yeah, and whether you win or lose, the work needs to be done. And you know, as long as you're serious about the movement,
we're here.
I agree.
You have to frame. You can't just like ask people point blank, who do you like, what do you want.
Right.
You know, you have to really have a way of bringing issues out for people that are more organic.
Well, the reason I even think I did as well is because my entire campaign was really about I knocked on people's doors and talked to people individually.
Right.
I spend 20 hours a week just going around and, like, not every day after work, every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, just out all around the city, every neighborhood, just, like, talking to people about things that they were concerned about, you know, and people I disagreed with about things, people I agree with about things, but you still have to listen. And that's the role of, you know, especially anyone who wants to be in office, you have to take that seriously.
Yep. And that's a lot of the work that, you know, I'm talking about when I say that's the work I want to do as my full-time job, is getting into these kind of things and working and helping people get there and with future aspirations and to build towards my own eventual run.
Do you want to do your 2020?
All right. I'll
talk loud.
I'll talk loud.
Introduce yourself.
I'm not a loud person.
All right.
So I'm used to it. So you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. My name is Heather. And I've lived in Buffalo most of my life. And I would say I have three 2020 demands.
I like it.
They are not resolutions. They are demands. And I believe in throwing out demands. Or you could call them, demands could be hopes as well. But I believe that you have to follow up hope with action. And one of my 2020 demands is that I would like some accountability in the city of Buffalo council and the mayor's office about what the hell the planning board is doing in terms of, like, granting illegal permits to have our city being, like, overrun by developers and projects that aren't serving our community. That's number one.
That's number one. All right, we got two more.
Right,
that's a big one for number one, so I don't know who we're going to be.
But I want to qualify that, but I think that somehow there is a will within, there has to be a will within council, because in my understanding is that the mayor appoints the planning board and the zoning board, and there's got to be some other mechanism for doing that, that there's more community involvement, because we are not, the people and the neighborhoods in Buffalo are not represented on the planning board, and they are really, like, they're selling us short.
All right, that's number two.
That was number one.
Oh, it's still number one. Okay, okay.
Right, now we're going to make an option two.
All right, now we're at
number
two.
Number two is that I would like to help the youth of Buffalo have the council and the mayor declare a climate change emergency. We need a climate emergency declaration. And I've been working with the youth that have been striking every Friday in front of City Hall. And that actually really should be number one.
Okay.
But,
and
we're going to be going before the council and the, soon to have the city declare a climate emergency. And there needs to be a big discussion about what that means and to follow up with it.
All right, we are recording. Do you want to introduce yourselves? We got two folks here today.
I'm DeJean Paul, and
I'm Scott Wilson.
Yeah, I said we had two people here, so Scott couldn't pretend like he wasn't here and opt out. So making sure Scott's on there.
We got him in now.
So looking 2020, goals, resolutions, what are you looking forward to for 2020?
It's a new decade, and I think something about the newness is a bit intimidating, and I'm in a state of, I guess, unclarity. I think right now what I'm trying to do is figure out exactly what my next move is, what are my next goals. I know what my life's mission is, and that is to serve other folks. I think the question is, how can I best do that?
Right.
So I think I'll spend at least the early part of 2020 figuring out what that might look like for me and what processes I need to go about creating a plan moving forward.
Yeah, it's good to be thoughtful about that. You want to do it right. I agree. All right, Scott, you're up. Lean in close.
Well, I guess I'm in the same boat as Mr. Hall, you know, getting out of the campaign season officially leaves a lot of questions unanswered of how best to move forward with anything in general. But in terms of a resolution, if we're talking in terms of politics and government, perhaps to help more folks in the community run for the Democratic Committee, get more people involved in the political and governmental process. I think that'll be probably one of my main strong suits moving forward in 2020.
Sounds like a good plan. Got to stay organized, keep the momentum going. All right, thank you both.
Did you record yours?
I'm going to do mine in a little bit.
Okay, so you just roped us in.
Yes, I'm roping other people in, so I don't have to do mine yet.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The more people I get to do it before me, the longer I get to put it off. So that's the plan.
Smart man.
All right. All right, and we are recording. I had to change the batteries out because we had so many people here recording. You want to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Samantha Nephew, and I've been a community leader, worked with many nonprofits, and in political positions in Buffalo.
Sounds great. So what does 2020 look like for you?
For me, 2020 looks like getting good people elected in the office. I'm most concerned about positions at the state level, making sure we have fair representation for Western New York in the state. From the state, from the assembly to the Senate, and just making sure that good people are in positions to represent the people of Buffalo and the most underrepresented.
Absolutely, and especially with some of the assembly districts and the Senate districts in the seat looking or in the city being empty, or you know, with Sean Ryan and Chris Jacobs leaving, that's a large representation of the city that we don't know what that's going to look like going forward. And so I agree, that would be very nice to have people good in those seats still.
Very much looking forward to it.
I'm very much looking forward to Chris Jacobs not being my state senator anymore. That is something I'm very happy with. So.
I agree.
All right, thank you very much. You want to hop in? It's live and recording, so now you have to.
Now you have to.
That's why I did it this way.
Okay.
You're fine.
I'm not talking.
All right, lean in.
Lean in.
All right, why don't you give us an introduction?
Hi, I'm Mark James, and I guess I'm just a community member.
All right, sounds good. That's a... as much of a title as anyone needs. What is 2020 got? What do you got planned for 2020, or what's 2020 got planned for you?
Well, that's a good question. But I think what I'd like to do is be more politically active. Definitely would like to see Mr. Bernard Sanders win the Democratic nomination. Mm. I would like to help people around here maybe work towards that.
So my name's Colleen Christich.
Cool.
I live on the West Side.
All right. Yeah, okay. Well, and. What do you got in store for 2020, or what has 2020 got in store for you? Or
yeah, so one of my goals is to hike the John Muir Trail in California,
okay,
which goes from Yosemite Valley to Sequoia National Park.
Is it like the West Case version of the Appalachian Trail? Is that like...
Kind of. Yeah. It's only 3 weeks long, typically.
No. So
it's like
well, shorter than the AT.
Smaller, yeah. But big enough for me, so it's like 195 miles.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's more than I could hike.
Well, I don't know.
That sounds great.
Maybe more than I can hike, too. But
yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Anything else?
And my husband and I want to buy a house, but we're not sure if that's going to happen or not. But that's a goal.
My name is Bernice Radel. I live on the West Side in Buffalo, New York.
Sounds good. All right, so 2020, what do you got planned? What's your resolutions, goals?
My 2020 theme is going to be to sing my own song.
I like that.
Yeah.
Do you want to elaborate?
Yes. This year I basically learned a lot, and I learned what I want, what I don't want, what I can take, and what I refuse to take. Kind of the bullshit.
Mm.
And I have made a determination that I want to do what motivates me the most and what drives me. And it's going to be my own song. I'm going to march to my own beat. And I'm not going to let anybody else pull me into any other direction.
I'm Vanessa Gluszewski.
I'm Jack Kavanaugh, and we have...
Catherine Franco.
So we're going to share our 2020 goals, resolutions, themes, plans.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
I don't know. Oh, come on. Wait a minute.
Now I want Catherine to go first.
It's like when you're ordering at a restaurant, mm-hmm. You're like, okay, if you go first, then I think I'll know what I want.
No, I always go last. But then I never know what I want.
I usually do too. Or I'll wait for someone else to go, and I'll just be like, same.
Yeah.
So I'll let you guys do your resolutions, and I'll just be like, same.
I said I go last.
So, all right, I think I'll just start talking then. So I was talking to Anhil here for a second, and he was talking about full-time work. I also have work goals.
Mm-hmm.
I am still in between, major jobs anyway, and so I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what that is, but I'm putting myself out there, so that's awesome.
That is awesome.
And I'm looking forward to seeing what ends up happening, and trying to balance all that stuff with like kid goals, and
balance is so important.
Yeah.
I'll go next because it's a good segue, and so Catherine can go last like she wants. But for me, I think 2020 is definitely about... Well, I'll say two things. One, I am... And we can put this at the end because, you know, we can let everyone go first, but I'm generally anti-New Year's resolutions. I feel like if you want to get stuff done, you just got to do it. You don't got to wait for January 1st. And so I kind of remind myself about that. But for me, it gets all about finding that balance. You know, you find that... Trying to do that work in the community, trying to be active and advocate and, you know, be present and be part of it. Yep. But we were talking about this too, me and Arjo was talking about this earlier, but like this idea of like you have to have that balance and find that time for yourself. And over Thanksgiving this year, for the first time in like, I can't even name how long, there was like a day where I just like sat on the couch and watched like Netflix for like 6 hours. And I literally could not tell you.
Sometimes you need that.
I don't know the last time I did it. And it was just like, I just turned off like work email. I wasn't responding. I wasn't responding to any other stuff. I just was like, I'm just going to like be present with like my family, the Thanksgiving stuff, like hang out with like my wife and my dog and my cat.
Yeah.
And it was just like, man, I got to do this more.
Yeah.
And so 2020 is about finding that balance because I still want to be out there and doing the work that I'm passionate about. But I also want to find those times when I can turn it off and take my foot off the gas and let myself just be. All right, now you got to go, Kevin.
Thank you. No, so I'm going to say that this is beautiful, exactly what the both of you talked about, because I'm going to name it, that essentially it is self-care and looking at our personal ecology and making sure that we are doing exactly what we need to do and kind of what brought us into some of these spaces and that kind of stuff to be like, no, I'm here for the community. I want to see what's best for our city, but then also making sure that we're able to show up in that work by taking care of ourselves. Yeah. Because I think that that's not possible unless we do that. And so self-care also is a really big thing. And I know, so my background is in social work. That's something that we talk about all the time. I know
two
that
two social workers at the table.
I was going to say Jack also.
And an attorney.
And I know that in law, self-care is not necessarily talked about.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, lawyers not so good at self-care.
They do not stress that in law school.
Yeah, accountants also really bad at self-care.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got the CPA thing going on too. Yeah.
But I will say that it's a necessity to find like a work-life balance, and that's how it's somehow talked about at times, but really being able to do like basic things like going to the gym or just going outside for a walk. And for me, it's more than just like going outside for that walk, because when I do that, I get to talk to my neighbors. I get to talk to people that live in my neighborhood. And it really brings it back to kind of what campaign life was like and really connecting with people. And I think that that's really big for me. That's always something that I have felt really dear and close to my heart, and making sure that communities was the real thing. And for me, that's part of that self-care, making sure that like I have connections with people, making sure that I'm nourishing relationships, and I feel grateful for the relationships that I have here at the table. So thank you, Jack, thank you, Vanessa, thank you, Angel, thank you to everybody that came out tonight as well. This was a great thing. We're going to be doing more of this, and I'm excited about it, because we need to have this relationship and this community in Buffalo to also talk about what is happening and what it is that we see for our future. Yeah. And I think that the only way that we can do that is by connecting to self and connecting to others. And so for 2020, that's what it's all about, relationship.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, well, when you were talking, I was reminded of another thing that I have a goal.
Yeah.
I want to pick up on my writing again.
Yes.
And so thank you, Angel. I was talking to you about it. And I was like, I've been thinking about it like recently, and so our conversation was a good reminder. So it's definitely something I want to make room for in 2020. And with respect to like meeting face to face, I mean, I was so reminded valuable. of an example recently where we can be complicit in so many things that we don't mean to be when we don't act together. And so, like, getting together and making sure that we're acting as, like, as close to one body as possible anyway, when it really matters, is, like, key.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I think that now is the time. We saw, so I'm bringing it back a little bit to politics, but we saw in this last kind of election cycle that people stepped up and stepped out, and we need more of that. And part of that is really coming together and saying, we have a shared vision. Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
And again, I'm going to bring that back to relationship and connectivity. And I think that for me, I will speak for myself. I think that in my life, I think that that's been lost. And so finding grounding in that and finding roots in that has been really valuable and really enriching and also invigorating. And so I'm excited to see where it takes us and what this kind of next election cycles that we see looks like, with people that share our values, that share our beliefs, and really are looking at our city holistically, and making sure that we're being taken care of when it comes to personal ecology, when it comes to self-care, and understanding that we are not just one thing, but that we are many things, and that intersectionality. So I think it's a really exciting time in 2020. So, like, looking for that 2020 vision. 2020 is the year. Everybody's been talking about it, and I'm excited to see what people's 2020 vision looks like.
Yeah.
they say, like, it's the perfection, so I want to know what that looks like, what 2020 vision looks like.
Yeah.
No, yeah, true. I agree. All right. Well, thank you, Catherine.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Vanessa.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
And this is our first time. We're going to do it again.
Absolutely. Had a good turnout. Had a good conversations.
Yeah.
Had some good cookies.
Wait, and thanks to everybody who made a resolution.
Oh, yes, especially.
Yeah. Thank you.
Not everyone who was here decided to get on mic, but we got enough.
Yeah. Damn, for calling them out.
If you were here and you didn't get on mic, this is a warning. Next time you're going to have to.
Next time, yeah.
I won't name names, but you know who you are.
Onward right. to 2020.
Yeah, 2020, when you have to get on mic. That's everyone's resolution.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Buffalo Politics Uncensored. Many thanks to Jack Kavanaugh for manning the mic at our Politics in the Buff event. And thanks to everybody who sat down with us, even though it was kind of weird, and recorded a resolution. With that, we will see you in the new year.